from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
916-909-1320, our brother TC here. TC, what's going on, baby?
What's up with my two brothers?
What up, TC?
Oh, man, just vibing. Hollered at the homies. Hey, so with the Kings, D-Lo, Kenny, you know, Jesse in the back, I like how we the underdogs again, though. Like the Beam Team won when we got back to the playoffs. I like how we don't have national TV games, only a couple. They said that we have the worst trade, the worst pickup, the worst offseason. I like that, bro. So now we're the underdogs. We don't have a lot of light on us, and we're going to catch everybody slipping again. Mm. I like that, though, in my opinion. That's how I feel.
I see you. Okay. I mean, I'm kind of on the same thing. I don't know if we're necessarily underdogs or whatever, but it's almost like you with the national TV stuff. Like, all right, like it don't really bother me too much no more. If you don't think it was a good trade, if you're still worried about 2031 pick swap, and that's fine. You know, it's cool. The only thing that matters is the wins and losses, what happens on that court, not how many TV games you got. Because I think Jason Jones said it a while back. He's right. I've always subscribed to it. If you win, the games will come on national TV. That for the most part, if you win, people will look at the trade differently. You know what I mean? Maybe.
Yeah, right.
Maybe.
Right.
But winning will take care of all of that. And that is quite literally the most important thing.
They say winning cures everything. That seems to be true, except for Sacramento.
When do you think they would acknowledge the deal being a success, the Kings being good? Do they have to win? And this is unfair because nobody else seems to have to do this, but they'd have to win a playoff series, huh? Or would it change to...
For the DeMar deal?
Yeah. Because it doesn't matter what happens during the regular season. They're always going to be like, well, yeah, but in the playoffs, things slow down and you got to be able to play defense.
Yeah, they'll need to advance in a series. It doesn't matter if it's not fair. Like, that's the barometer for Sacramento. It's like a Sacramento tax. Like,
that's kind of crazy.
do you think that's wrong?
No, I think I agree with you. I think that's what it would
like
take.
The Sacramento, like, no one. So they bought the Hawks. I didn't. You didn't. I don't think a single person watching or listening to this show bought the Atlanta Hawks, but they did. Handful of years ago, they bought Dallas. I didn't. You didn't. I think most people watching or listening to this show didn't. Sacramento gets to where those two teams got. They ain't buying them. Unless they're lighting the world on fire. If they're doing something absolutely electric on the offensive end, maybe. Like doing it in the playoffs, doing it to where not only are they, you know, scoring 120-something in the playoffs, winning games doing it. Maybe that gets their attention a little bit. Maybe De'Aaron being a, you know, all-second-team, all-first-team player, maybe that gets their attention a little bit. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I think the Kings have to move mountains to truly get the national media's attention. So that's why I took the approach I did with the TV games. Mm-hmm. Who cares, man? They don't care. Like if the number seems to be up to 12 now, counting NBA TV, great. Cool. If it's one, it's cool, bro. If it's zero, whatever. We're not missing a game. Yeah. We'll see all of them.
Yeah.
We'll be able to talk about them every day. And they need to win. And that number is going to change. It could go up. It could go down. But that number almost certainly is going to change from 12 to something else. But to your point a second ago, they've got to win games.
That's what it comes down to. You know what I mean? And like I said, you talk about national TV. You will get the games if you win. There is a flex component. We saw it. We saw it happen. I think that first year the Kings had two national TV games scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
One of the games got flexed because Donovan Mitchell didn't go to the Knicks. So you got Kings Nets. And then
we wound up getting the Knicks back, right?
Yeah. No, I'm saying that's how they got on TV.
Oh.
Because Donovan Mitchell supposed to return to Utah as a member of the Knicks.
Oh,
and
got
he didn't
you.
Go to the
got
Knicks. So they wiped it off, and that's how we got Kings Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the All-Star break, they got like four or five additional games.
Oh, I meant the Kings. I thought you were talking about the Kings. I didn't realize the Kings Nets game was moved in. Because the Kings-Knicks game was moved in too, right?
This year, yes. This past year.
Oh, that was this past year. Yeah. Okay, got you.
Yeah,
the game.
The game in New York was flexed in.
Got you, got you. I thought that was the year before. Yeah. As we've all learned this week, I have no concept of time.
That was another blown 20-point game too, by the way.
The Knicks?
Yeah. They were cooking in the first half. Cooking.
Yeah, I remember.
And then
I remember.
Brunson to Josh Hart pick and roll.
Didn't they have a Knicks? The Knicks and Kings the year before was on TNT. Yeah. That was the year
That was in Sacramento.
Mike got on him about rebounding after the win.
Yeah, because they gave up like 25 offensive rebounds.
That's crazy.
We were at that game. That's the one where you saw Mitchell look like he was going to throw up in the second quarter.
Yeah. Mitchell Ryan, he looked, my man. He's about to be puke guy number two at the Golden One Center. Yeah, my man was man, he looked like he was done. Done. Now we'll just wait till October.
That's it.
Wait till October.
I'm excited though, man.
Matt, I'm excited to talk to Matt in a couple of hours. He's got stats galore.
Mm-hmm.
He's tweeting strength of schedules. All strength of opponent, all of that stuff. He is rest advantage. He's got all of that stuff. So we'll talk about that with him when he joins us. Come about 3:15, and our man Will Z, obviously a master of numbers as well, national media's Will Z. That is, will join us about an hour from now. 2:15, Will will be with us.
We'll go to the Matthews Mattress Chatty House because. I think this is interesting.
Head over to MatthewsMattress.com. Find one of the 10 locations nearest you as the Memorial Day sale is jumping off right now. It's not Memorial Day. It's Labor Day. Again, no concept of time over here. The Labor Day sale is jumping off right now. Again, head over to MatthewsMattress.com. Find the location nearest you. And if this is the best time to get a bed, as they've got a special 60-month financing with zero interest, no money down, on approved credit with equal monthly payments required. The selection of mattresses are incredible. I recommend the Beautyrest Black. I got them in each room of my house. Everybody loves them. Jasmine is making Kenny go to Matthew's Mattress.
Case. I mean, I would go either way, she's spearheading the whole thing. That's for sure.
She's making you go on her time rather than your time because we know – you tend to move a little slow when it comes to stuff, and Jazz is like, no.
He's trying to make it.
Don't come back until you have a delivery scheduled for Matthew's Mattress. Go to MatthewsMattress.com right now to find one of the 10 locations nearest you.
One of my favorites, too. Bye by 5, sleep by 9, free same-day delivery, plus free removal of your old set.
Jasmine's counting on that, too. Get this mattress out of here.
Those are my people over there, but... Bobby's Stolen Funds.
Well, all right.
Matthews Mattress Chatty House.
Incriminating, but okay.
Says the fans will just say, who cares all about the regular season wins? What did you do in the playoff? Kenny seems obsessed with regular season win total and win percentage. I agree with Greg.
This season is all the same person.
Yeah, the season win total doesn't mean anything
And
anymore.
He spelled win like the hotel. That's amazing. Interesting. That's spectacular.
It's all about getting out of the first round or even second round of the playoffs. Now, I mean, whoever feels that way, that's fine. I'm not going to tell you that. But number one, yeah, I probably am a little focused on the win total because if you win enough games, you'll be a high enough seed. And I think that determines – that's a part of the story of whether or not the season is a success.
I'm going to need that avatar off the screen.
I look at it different than other people. I don't look at – and it all depends on how it happens. But I don't look at a first-round playoff exit as a failure of a season. I don't think you get to skip – I've been consistent with this since they were looking like they were making the playoffs 2 years ago. And after that season ended, I'm a believer of you don't get to skip steps. You don't get to typically. It's not a rule. It's just usually what happens. But you don't get to not make the playoff for 16 years, make it one season, lose in the first round, miss it the next year, and then go to the Western Conference Finals. Like, that's not how these things work typically.
But where are the steps?
Expecting them to win like around 50 games and all that, though, like if you're getting to 50, like don't you got to win a playoff round or something?
Kind of feels like it. Kind of feels like it.
Like you kind of put that expectation on yourself just because of what you did. Like you're a better team than like a first round exit, I think.
You're 50 wins, you're top three, right?
Could be four. Could be a 4-5 matchup.
Well, we went over that.
Yeah. I mean, a 4-5 matchup, that's an even matchup. You got your home court if you're four. But what was it, 4-5 last? 5 beat 4 last year with the Clippers and the Mavericks, and it was a one-game separation.
Yeah, we've been over all this. I'm aware.
So if they were five and they were one game below the fourth seed, then that's one that it would be acceptable because they don't have home court. And
you're playing with numbers like I know people hate this, the story of the season, the story of the series matters. Like,
I agree.
I mean, if it's a dead even matchup at 5 versus 4, like I don't care if you're 4 or 5. I don't know what that looks like. I think it's far more concerning if you're a 1, 2, or 3, because then you're talking about 8, 7, and 6.
100% fair. But that's my whole point. Like, I think people are just looking at, like Jesse just said, they win 50-plus games. But if they win 52 games, yeah, like I said,
yeah,
and they're the 4 seed and they lose in the first round, that's a failure. But if they win 51 and they're the 5th seed, well, you know.
What if they're top 3 and they lose in the first?
That's a problem.
But
that's
what are these steps that you're talking about? Like
you got to establish and get back to the playoffs and establish that. And I don't want to say the outcome doesn't matter. But I've been consistent about this. You have to establish yourself as a consistent playoff team before we can look at Western Conference Finals as being the only thing we accept.
But yet last year they were one game away from being in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They were a 46-win team, 2 games worse than they were the year prior. Isn't that, if nothing else, establishing yourself as a playoff contender?
It can be. You didn't make the playoffs, though.
That's not what I said. I said, does it establish you as a playoff contender, someone who is competing for the playoffs?
Yes, it does. That's not good enough, though. Like, because if they do the same thing this year and they're a playoff contender, like, that's not good.
My point was, like, that's, to me, part of establishing yourself. Like, you're establishing yourself here. Maybe you're not establishing yourself as a playoff threat. But you're establishing yourself as a contender to make the playoffs. All right, next year, your roster, and this is the difficult part of this is the tricky part about the whole thing, because this conversation we're about to have wasn't doable last year,
mm-hmm.
in at least not on this magnitude. Your roster improved. You signed a really good basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
That changes things.
Yeah.
That changes that. So we talk about steps, and I feel like I've been pretty consistent with this. Where is this manual that outlines these steps? If history, you improve your roster, history is not a manual. History is history.
And history is usually like what we're going by and what usually happens.
So let's see. Okay, fine. Let's use Portland as an example because that's the one that I always go to. Mm-hmm. When did Portland sign a guy the caliber of DeMar DeRozan?
I don't think they did.
So Portland essentially just kept, let's go get him again. Got Dame and CJ. Go get him again. Far from a bad basketball team. But a championship contender? Oh, maybe not. Maybe a little bit better than they were the year before. Maybe Dame just evolved and got better and got better and got better and gave us moments like the one against Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. All right. You have those. But they never did what the Kings did this year. Mm-hmm. And so that, to me, find me, if we're using history as the manual, we'll look that up. Which one of these teams on the fringe signs a player the caliber of DeMar DeRozan, adds him to the core mm-hmm. in the next season? What's history say about that team? Mm. That's the history manual I need to use mm-hmm. because going off of what they did last year doesn't work because their roster got better, and I don't think it's outrageous to say, at least in my opinion, they should be significantly better. The roster,
you know, I feel that way. I feel, but like I said, the story of the season matters. The story of what goes on matters. That's why in a blanket statement, I don't subscribe to no matter what, like it's a failure if you lose in the first round.
I agree.
That's kind of all I'm saying. It's like we don't know. There is context to it. If they're the 4-5, I don't know if that's a failure. If they're 2-3. And you lose in the first round? If you tell me right now they're 2-3, they lose in the first round.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Round. That's a disappointment. That's a failure.
But on the surface, and I'll speak to this for fans who are just looking on the surface of this, mm-hmm. You lose in the first round. The DeMar signing didn't really get you anywhere. And then it's like, okay, we've got to do something else. All right, what? Because there's, and I think we brought this uncomfortable point up a couple of days ago. There does come a point where you have to start looking around, like, why aren't we getting anywhere? And then that's where the conversations get difficult. I don't think that the Kings are there or even remotely close to there. And to your point, I'll point to the Denver Nuggets. The Nuggets failed to the point where there was actual conversation about Michael Malone's job security. And they didn't make a change. They didn't get rid of Jamal. They didn't get rid of Michael Porter. They certainly didn't get rid of Nikola Jokic. They worked to make the roster better. They got to the promised land. They got to where they wanted to go. Now you can criticize what they've done since then if you want to, but they stayed the course in that moment, and they allowed Michael to fail. They allowed Michael Porter Jr. to find Michael Malone to fail. They allowed Michael Porter Jr. to find himself, and they wound up getting to where they wanted to go. Mm-hmm. We'll talk much more about this. It's D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. So, but first of all, go to MapTrician.com because my man Greg's not going to like this conversation. MapTrician.com, use the promo code D'Lo1320. If you have any questions about the supplements over there, whether it's protein shakes, cravings crushers, fat burners, all day BCAAs, or that green powder that I just started a couple of days ago. And it's a shoot. My workouts have been absolutely fantastic since linking up with Map Training and MapTrician. Go to MapTrition.com, use the promo code D'Lo1320. Now, all of the snacks are gone. So we got an email yesterday from the tribal chief who said, hey, guys, we're making a station upgrade. We're getting rid of the vending machines. Kimberly's going to send out an email and send her back like snack and drink suggestions. And now, correct me if I'm wrong, the article sounded like that is compliments of Odyssey.
Yeah, no, yeah. Odyssey is providing.
No, to be clear, I just want the hell with your raise. We'll give you popcorn and soda.
Hey, bro, we work in radio. You got to take what you get.
But don't ask me for a pay increase, you know, because gas is $19 a gallon. I got you popcorn and donuts that Kenny can put in the refrigerator. So we got that email literally like yesterday afternoon. Yeah, yeah. We walk in today. That vending machine's got cobwebs in it.
It's all gone.
Even the tuna's gone.
Well, good. But what happened to the
Yeah, milk? No, you brought up a good point. Where are the snacks?
No, I
like, I don't are they know. Just in Aaron's office and he's just eating them right now, not sharing with the class?
Does the vending machine guy just come and get the snacks out?
That's what it feels like might have happened.
Well, who gets the vending machines then? They're just sitting there.
Yeah, there's money in those things. We need to figure out how to unlock it right now.
Take it home like in barbershop.
Me and Reese are going to go break into this vending machine right now.
No, dummy. I would think the guy who came and got the snacks got the money out of
Maybe
it.
Maybe he's coming later this week for it. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So his first priority was to come get the snacks. I'll get the money later.
I'll be back.
But I'm going to get the snacks right now.
To be fair, he's the only one who has a key in there.
If he did.
There's nothing in there except Kenny's Apple Pay code and Justine's wrinkly-ass dollars. I watched Justine for 5 straight minutes try to put a dollar in that vending machine. And I tried to help her. I was like, can I just buy it for you with Apple Pay? She was like, it's offline. It won't work. And she's doing the gimmick where she's trying to smooth the dollar out and putting it in the machine. I was like, this is ridiculous. This is absurd. Get this stupid thing out of here. And what are they going to do? So are they putting like shelves there with just a bunch of snacks, like the Fortress of Snacks?
I don't know. I hope we have a...
Let me tell you something about the people in this building, dude.
I hope we have a plan.
I don't think that they do. Because if we're just willy-nilly putting drinks and soda out there, them joints going to be gone every day.
No, yeah, I'm putting everything in my pocket.
Because there is a big difference between, man, I need to hit up the vending machine. I'm kind of feeling a type of way. And, oh, look, Smart Pop.
Well, they'd be gone. They'd be gone.
I'm going to take some fruit snacks. Let me get some Skinny Pop.
I'm telling you, this privilege is going to be destroyed in the first month of it. Well, This little Odyssey initiative or whatever they're doing, it won't last more than a month.
In theory, you're right. We only have like 5 people working here. Right?
That's true.
That's a good point.
That's true.
It's just going to be us.
I was going to say, you can't put food out in this building.
Me and Kenny are going to be arguing by the end of next week. Dude, you took all those fruit snacks this week.
I will say this, though. There's a Pepsi in that refrigerator that's been in there for about 3 weeks.
It has to be Charlie's.
It's a regular Pepsi?
Nah, Charlie only does diet.
Oh, that's
it. Might be from one of the parties we had. Remember, we had the Sprites and the Cokes?
But I don't know. I don't know.
Bro, just take it.
Yeah.
I ain't going to take it. Not, maybe tomorrow.
It's been there 3 weeks. Kim told people to clean the refrigerator out 2 weeks ago. If it's still
there. If I grab it and I open it, will you drink it? You don't got to open it, bro. I'll do it.
Have you checked Kimberly's little refrigerator in there? There's probably something in there.
No, that's. I think there might be some stuff in there.
There's all sorts of stuff in there. There's all sorts of stuff in that room.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, that room's always got snacks. I never know if it's off limits or not. I just walk past. Huh, this door's open today.
It's the, what is it, the nursing room?
Yeah, for
that means everybody has access to it. Just open the door and get a snack or a drink. Hell, the tribal chief poured us a drink 3 days ago. We could pretty much do what we want.
That drink was crazy. I meant to ask him what that was.
Kenny's still drunk. I told you what it was. It was Markers. It was bourbon.
Oh, well.
Kimberly said it when she was in here. We're like, what is this? She said it's Markers.
I didn't hear anything.
Well, buddy, you're alcohol. I know you don't drink much, but Jesus.
Last night, I was outside real quick because my buddy, Alan, the Bears fan, was in town. And I was like, oh, come on, man, let's go get a drink or something like that. And he was just baffled by the mermaids and dive bar. He said, what is going on? He said, what is this? What the hell's going on? They were under the water for a minute, too. That's always crazy.
Did we have a conversation where you asked, are those real?
Yes.
Well,
happened, right?
Once again, that's not how it was asked. I was saying, those aren't real mermaids. Like, mermaids don't exist. I was getting confirmation. But I'm not going to lie to you. It trips you out how long they're underwater. That's what gets me. That's what always gets me.
Yeah,
look up, 10 minutes.
I don't know how they do that.
As far as I'm concerned, who's to say that they're not real? Has anyone ever checked?
I've never spoken to one of them outside of the water.
All I know is they could swim for 5 minutes underwater.
We know that the dive bar has mermaids.
That'd be tripping me out. And then the other thing, so... My first thought was always, that's like a video. Like, that's not a real water aquarium, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's not real. That's a video, whatever. And then people are like, no, that's real.
You can see the top of it.
And I'm like, well, those can't be real women in there. She's been in there for 12 straight minutes.
They're mermaids, Casey. They're not real women. They're mermaids.
But yeah, he was tripping out. So I told him, I was like, usually they'd be having these little mermaids fight. He's like, nah, you tripping. And then she came from her rest or break or whatever. He's like, and for like 9 minutes, he was just staring like,
well,
is she going to get out the water?
First of all, that poor mermaid. Because I always think about like, people are just staring at you. Like, what are you doing? Do you wave?
She was waving. She was blowing kisses and stuff like that. Yeah.
All while underwater.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Maybe it was a warm mermaid.
There's no chance. Like, there's got to be something that she's using to breathe or something like that. You can't just hire some rando off the street. Hey, hold your breath for 6 minutes.
Well, how do you know they hired a rando off the street?
Well, I mean, you hiring like Olympic swimmers to come work at your bar?
No, they hired a mermaid.
All right, hey, mermaids are real then.
I have a great talent to hold my breath for a long time. Wonderful. You could be a mermaid at dive bar.
Like, if anybody is listening to this, and
let's get one
you
of
have been, that's what I'm saying, and you've been a mermaid at dive bar, I need to hear from you, because to your point, nobody's ever talked to these people.
That's facts.
No, we've never talked to them. Like, I'm sure Oasis has talked to a mermaid or
Oasis
two.
If you're listening, man, say that you have talked to this mermaid or these mermaids.
We really got to get one of the mermaids on the show.
Hey, if there's a mermaid listening, we have 1,000th episode coming up on Wednesday. Just walk in. Just walk in. We'll kick who, if it's Big Sean's on, we'll kick Big Sean off, and we'll talk to the mermaids.
I'm Ben's little bro right here. Like, what's the resume looking for in this?
It's easy. How long can you hold your breath? How long can you breathe underwater?
8 minutes. Not long enough. Sorry, not higher.
No, sorry.
when they put the description in, must hold your breath for 12 minutes plus underwater. 9 isn't going to get it done.
Joel says there's a Netflix documentary on mermaid people. Is that a shoot or is Joel being silly?
I know what I'm doing today.
Hold on.
No, I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about that.
Netflix mermaid movie
called A Mermaid People.
It's called The Little Mermaid.
It's called Mer People.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, there's the trailer for The Little Mermaid.
They got a regular cartoon, like a series for The Little Mermaid. It's a good job. They do a good job with it.
I'm sorry, did Odyssey not pay the internet bill? Like, why am I getting this spinning, like, logos? I'm trying to watch the trailer for The Mermaid.
Hey, are we on Twitter yet?
No. Here comes Charlie. Don't worry about it, Charlie. It's fine.
Still trying to get on Facebook.
That's a true story. I lost access to Facebook so long ago. So this is a thing, bro. I don't know what to tell you. There are mermaids.
What are they trying to say? They're real mermaids?
No, these are
like,
people.
They're cosplaying as mermaids?
They appear to live as mermaids?
Come on, man.
Well, that's definitely not one that's at dive bar. But like they swim underwater, and I guess this is just what they do.
What is it called? Mer people?
Mer people.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That is crazy.
It looks a little intense. I'm gonna be honest with you. They're screaming and crying. There's a lot going on right here.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay. Yeah. Look, she's just underwater, just kicking it, waving. The mermaids are a thing. Okay, let's try this. This is good for
there's
for
a
king's
guy
game.
Mermaid.
How do you hire a mermaid? Sacramento Mermaid School. First thing that pops up.
Wow.
There is a school for mermaids.
Are we the home of mermaids, Sacramento?
Hire a mermaid entertainer for your next party or event. Aaron! We got an idea.
How did we not think of this? People are making money off of fake mermaids.
Look, where is the best place to find a mermaid?
Sacramento?
Well, no, it's just, it's Spring Hill, Florida.
Oh, man.
How much do performing mermaids make?
I got to the point where it got intense on this.
Yes, situation. I told you. How long do mermaid performers stay underwater? Oh. 2 minutes to over 4 minutes is the average professional mermaid.
All right, well, we got the best in the country.
This is amazing. I love the internet. What qualifications do you need to be a mermaid? There is no formal degree requirement for this position.
Major in mermaid.
Oh, this is incredible. This is incredible. Mermaids can live up to 300 years.
Wow, Jesus.
Okay, this is terrific.
I'll say it
I'm
right
sorry.
Now, we are the mermaid capital of the country.
We might need to get someone from Aqua Mermaid on the show.
Mm.
Before football starts and things get real,
yeah.
We have a wide variety of mermaids with different styles and looks. Boy, this feels like this website could actually be something else.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Oh man.
All right. I'm just to be sure.
Oh man.
I don't know about that one. Can someone check the Yelp reviews?
Is mermaid code for something?
I don't know about that one.
Are there any Yelp reviews for Aqua Mermaid?
Drew, Dilo in an email from IT as we speak.
Aqua.
Oh man.
Mermaid.
I think Paul Pierce had a mermaid for a day.
Paul Pierce, man, that boy. It's a wild guy right there.
Well, it's got 100% review, but it only has one thumbs up.
I bet.
Pause. Well, all right. So about that King's schedule release.
Is NBA TV a national TV game?
Uh-oh. No mermaids? Oh, Aaron said no mermaids. All right. Charlie came over to tell us Aaron said no mermaids. Jeez, man. We literally asked for nothing, Aaron. One little mermaid.
That's all we're looking for.
How does he think we got to 1,000 episodes? It wasn't talking sports.
Oh man, we just trying to make.
Telling me We put mermaids in the Odyssey studios for our next up front that every advertiser isn't signing on with Odyssey for years.
Yeah, they are. I'll tell you that right now.
They're going to learn to stop ignoring D'Lo and KC.
We have good
ideas. Rachel's right. I'm really happy Reese can't hear any of this. He's in there looking at his phone.
The volume's down.
Yeah, he is not paying a lick of attention to what we're doing. So this is what you do, Dad. All right, pal.
Don't ever... Every young person that comes in here leaves unimpressed.
Devin, I think, walked out shaking his head. I'm not doing this. I'm taking my trip to Paris, and then I'm getting out of this business.
So dudes can stop talking about Rey Mysterio for some reason.
Rey Mysterio and mermaids.
Oh, man. Well, hey, man. So shout out to them, though. If anybody's listening that is a mermaid at dive bar, we just have questions. We just want to know how you get it done. It's amazing. It really is amazing.
King's dropped, I guess everyone's dropping animation videos for their schedule release.
This was just.
Oh.
It was okay.
Did the lion poop on the Lakers? Oh no, that's. Oh, it might have.
Wait, hold on. I missed this part.
It's about 22. I think we could put this up on the screen. We won't get in trouble. All of a sudden, there's paw prints.
Crazy.
There's paw prints, but some of those weren't paws.
They crazy for that one. I'm looking at it right now. It is cool. Like got a little Lion King feel to it. As the Bucks look up to the Lion. Let's see. There's the Celtics.
I don't know why Slamson just jumped off the Tower Bridge.
He got it like that.
But he landed on all fours. Let's see. That's what they do.
Oh, well. I don't know if that happened. I think he's just tracking mud.
Well, yeah, but some of those were round. Like, you see clear paw tracks, but you see something else. What's that? Water dripping off the tail?
I ain't gonna lie, that'd be disrespectful.
That'd be disrespectful. You said this was 20 seconds in?
22 seconds in, yeah.
They'd be cold pieces of work for that one. They would be cold for that one.
I'll pull it up.
That line's dumping on the Lakers.
Bro. That's what it looks like.
Oh, that line's dumping on the Lakers.
Yo, that's what
he's
it looks like.
He's walking and dumping, bro.
That's what it looks like.
Oh, man. We ain't playing with them boys, man. We smacking the Lakers up all season, baby. All 2024,
2025. Well, did they win all four last year?
They did.
They going to do that
Remember,
again?
AD's never beat Sabonis.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's crazy.
He's never beat Sabonis.
That is absolutely nuts. True. And who brought that? Perk?
Perk. Yeah, Anthony Davis.
Mm-mm.
He's 0-9 against Sabonis.
Nope. That sounds like Jerry Jones and Chris Broussard.
Yeah, Kendrick Perkins, we're going to need you to go with RG3. You're fired.
So here's the video. It's like cute. It's cute. We'll just skip ahead. So here we are, getting to the Los Angeles Lakers portion, the Hollywood. Now look, come on,
dude, it's dumping from the back.
Come on, man. There's a lot.
The spots
That looked like a lot more than footprints to me.
Now, the spots are not coming as the line walks. It's like as the line walks away. Now the spots are coming.
They just didn't want to make it like too graphic, but
that's
I think they were trying to make a point with that.
That's crazy. Well, dang, man.
I mean, you do what you got to do.
Do what you got to do. It's a rivalry. Damn.
Hey, it happens. It happens.
Oh, man. I'm anxious to see, because remember, actually, Reese alerted me to this. Didn't the Magic have like a really good video last year? I forgot what it was, but he was like,
I know.
Are they going to do like the Magic did last year again?
Yeah, because we were watching some of them, I remember.
Yeah, I don't remember what the Magics were.
Was it the Magic or the Nets where they were throwing things down the stairs?
That's the one I was thinking of. I don't remember who did that. That's the video I remember, though, is where they were throwing stuff down the stairs.
That was crazy. They were throwing food down the stairs for all matchups. So, I mean, that's the thing. You know, that's what goes on. So, we'll see.
I love the internet. Internet is an amazing place. This A's game will never, ever ever come to a conclusion.
Well, at least they're in the eighth inning now.
At least the A's are still up. It's been an interesting game to watch.
Mason Miller in the game right now. Shout out to the A's. I mean,
So you brought this up earlier. You said Deuce tweeted it out. Is the A's Kings thing in April, is that a big deal?
What you mean by that? Like, is it like a...
Is it a benchmark for if you know how this really works in Sacramento? How many, you know, is there going to be an over analysis of sports fans, Kings fans, baseball fans, the true ability to host two professional sports franchises?
Yes and no, because if I was being a little bit of, if I'm being fair to the whole thing, I believe that the A's will get 14, 15,000 on that day, and the Kings will get their 17,000. I don't think that's in question.
Mm.
But if you're talking about, like, can they have a professional team, if you're talking about an MLB team in Sacramento, it's not going to be a 14,000-seat stadium.
Right.
It's going to be, can they get 30? Can they get 25 while the Kings get 17?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just don't know that. But I know for those games, they'll both be sold out. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about that at all.
You think the King – sorry. A's sell out all year?
Yes. I think the A's sell out all 3 or 4 years.
I'm with you.
I think once again, Alan, the Bears fan, he was there yesterday. And I haven't been to Sutter Health. Oh, I went last year. But you – like, it's kind of insane, that ballpark and what's going to be taking place there. And what I mean by that is, he was like, oh, man, look where I'm at. He was, like, down the left field line. And he's like, look, they're building whatever back here, the clubhouse or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on FaceTime when I was talking to him earlier. And then he shows the field. He's right there. And he's not even, like, on the first row. Mm-hmm. He's at the concourse right there.
Mm-hmm.
Major League Baseball is going to be right there. Like, how crazy is that? Think about how when you go to a Major League Baseball game, like, where some people are sitting, right? You know what I mean? Like, you're sitting in the second deck or whatever, and you're at the game, but it's still a little ways away. I don't know how many rows. The Rivercat Stadium goes up, like, 20 rows maybe, 25 rows. And that's, you're 25 rows away from the field at the worst. It's going to be crazy to see the A's players, to see Aaron Judge, see Vlad Guerrero Jr., to see you know, the Giants when they come to town, the Yankees, all these other stuff. And it's, if you have an opportunity to go to that game, you're going to that game for the next 3 to 4 years. Any game. It don't matter if they play in the Royals, the Yankees, or the Guardians. You're going. They're going. You think they're going to sell out all 3 years, 4 years, or does it wane a little bit?
They're selling out next year.
Easy.
I don't know that I'm as confident they're selling out all 3 years. I think there'll be some fluctuation. I don't think anyone will ever look at it and go, "There's bad attendance."
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, it's a long season, man. That is a lot of – it's twice as many games as a basketball game, mm-hmm. a basketball season.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to do well. I'll say that. The first year, I legitimately think you're getting tickets through second
–
through, you know, third-party sites.
Right.
But outside of that – you know, I don't know. I'll be excited to watch it, and I will be excited for those days in April, particularly the first one, because I hope what you just laid out is accurate.
Mm-hmm.
That you have 17,000 at the Golden One Center, and mm-hmm. 14,000-15,000, whatever the number is,
yeah,
at the park.
It'll be really dope. I mean, to me, the only time you're talking about them not selling out is like if Team X is there, right? Like, if, and I'm talking about the bottom most unpopular teams.
They're not selling against the Miami Marlins.
Yeah, like the Marlins. Yeah. The Marlins. Like, maybe that, right? But then you get into a situation where people who want to go to these games, the Marlins might be the only game they can afford to go to.
Sure.
So they're going to go.
Or can actually get into.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. That's the, like, the Yankees tickets are sold out. Third-party sites, we talking $250 to get in the door.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, man, I want to take a family of four to see Major League Baseball, but we can't go see the Yankees. Ah, we can go to the Marlins. So you're going to have thousands of people who do that. That's why I think the sellouts are going to continue. But, like, the Marlins, the Rockies, like, those handful of teams that don't have, like, a fan base – yeah, it might be a struggle, mm-hmm. but if you got half of a fan base, like I said, the Mets are more than half of a fan base, but they're not like the Yankees or the Dodgers or something like that. They'll definitely be 14,000 for the Mets alone. And that's not even considering the A's fans. Like I say this all the time, just talking about like other teams, A's fans might pull up, so...
We'll come back. We'll talk more basketball, more about your Kings. We'll take more of your phone calls if you want to get in here on the discussion. Lots of NFL stuff to talk about as well. Will Z coming up in about 30 minutes. Matt George closes out the show in the 3 o'clock hour. Still much more Kings content ahead. It's D'Lo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Friendly little reminder, KC and I, we outside.
Yeah, man.
The road to 1,000 episodes begins 705 K Street, downtown Sacramento. The roller rink, which is the ice rink.
Yeah.
But we're going to be out there, the roller rink, man, flashback Friday style. 90s, 2000s complex is going to be mixing. KC has already promised to get on the skates.
I mean, I got to work, though. I don't know when I'm going to be able to get on the skates.
Oh, you backtracking already.
Look, I mean, I would do it, but I got to work.
Wow. Told the people on KSFM he was going to skate.
I want to skate.
And now over here on ESPN 1320.
You did not say you wanted to skate. You said you were going to skate.
I want to skate, but I got to work. When the boss going to let me skate? You going to give me an hour? 9 o'clock hour?
What's Complex going to do? Kenny, stop skate. Stop having fun, Kenny. Wow! Already backtracking.
If I'm not getting in trouble,
two different things.
If I'm not getting in trouble, I'll be out there. That's nothing. I've been waiting to skate all summer.
You have. That's a shoot. Come through, hang out, man. We're gonna have a good time. 6 to 10 tomorrow night.
6 to 10, pull up on us now.
Might stop at Chipotle on the way. Leezy, if you're coming out, like
that's
I'll buy you a burrito bowl.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to Chipotle since I'll be by myself. I can go.
We'll go together.
Yeah,
because I'm gonna need to eat.
You can catch me, you know, in the streets, zooming on those electric scooters.
I saw that.
What a coinky dink.
I had run upstairs and came down. There was a missed FaceTime call from Jazz. I was like, oh, okay. Call Jazz back, and there's Kenny riding down the mean streets of Elk Grove. In his brand new electric scooter that we were talking about yesterday on the show.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the little motorcycles like that you see with those kids going to school, but yeah, not mine.
The difference was explained to me a little bit. Like Surons, they go a certain speed, and then I think it's e-bikes.
The e-bikes are the ones that are on the streets, like that, and you can rent and stuff like that.
And those are the ones
that you could have them to buy as well.
You have to wear, I think those are the ones that you have, or maybe Surons are the ones that you have to wear helmets for. I think you got to wear helmets for both, but like, I guess cops, they get pretty heavy with the Surons.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. It was explained to me, and clearly I already forgot what was told to me. But all I know is every one of them rides by me. I figured out my timing. If I leave 10 minutes earlier than normal, we miss all those bikes.
That's usually, it's crazy. That's how, like, schools go. Like, the school rush and everything is literally
all
like
at once.
7 to 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It's all at once.
That's all it is all the time.
I can miss both rushes at both schools and have a nice, peaceful walk without these biker gangs driving by me on their way to I don't even know where these kids are going, to be honest with you, because they're not they're not going in the direction of Whitney Heights. I don't have no idea where they're going, but they're going somewhere. Them parking lots at schools must just be nothing but these bikes.
Man, yeah, that's the move right now. That is absolutely the move.
You know what else they do in my neighborhood? They ride golf carts around.
That's rich. That's
yeah, really you live rich. In one of those like, neighborhoods.
But it's like, really there's rich. No golf. What are you doing?
That's just a rich that's thing. That's just yeah. getting around.
There's no golf course here.
Yeah, that's what you do when you're rich. Hello, you don't have a golf course, but you have a golf cart.
You don't got a golf cart?
No, no. What would I need a golf cart for?
You live that's in that right, kind yeah, of community. Neighborhood.
It happens.
It's like comes with HOA or something.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
We went to this Reese had a soccer game, and Mary, I think that's what it was. I think it was Marietta, where it's almost like how you talk about going to James's house. It's a gate, more than a gated community. It's like we're letting you into the city if we approve you. And everybody in that, I guess it's a city. I guess it's a city, but I thought it was more like a community. They all got golf carts, so we played but a
like
soccer
you,
game.
You get one. Like
I don't know how they get it. I don't know if maybe they get a deal when they buy the house or whatever. But we played a soccer game. Everybody drives to the soccer game in their golf cart. So they pull up to the golf cart. That's how they sit and watch the game at the golf.
Don't be losing to the golf cart kids though.
And then they leave. They leave in their golf carts. They be tailgating in the golf cart. It's crazy. I was tripping out when I saw that. I think it is Marietta.
Okay, man. Dude, I heard this noise behind us on like Sunday. Like, what is that? It's guy in his little golf cart. Hey, sir, what are you doing? There is no golf course around here.
That's how.
Whatever, man.
I don't live in. Yeah. I live in a regular residential neighborhood. Ain't no golf carts going around here.
Yeah, people walk in my neighborhood
every day. Blue collar neighborhood. Yeah. I don't see that.
All right, bud.
How's the stadium going back there at your house?
Well, get your jokes off.
4 years. That might be where the A's move. That might be where. Since apparently we don't have to worry
catch
about
catch A's versus. Braves at Damien's the World Series at Damien's backyard.
We don't have to worry about a Republic Stadium.
We're looking for the whale for the Republic. I think we got Dame now.
You know what I found out? You talked about the other day, realizing how Elk Grove is so big or whatever the case may be. I don't know how to classify these things, but I think it's the largest non-Sacramento city in Sacramento County. They say they got like 180,000 residents or something like that.
What city is this?
Elk Grove.
Oh, okay.
Roseville, I think, might be second. I think they got like 140,000. That's actually
more than I realized. Well, Roseville's Placer County.
Oh, so maybe. It's not Sacramento County. But you know what I mean. Like, yeah. You've lived here. Like, the surrounding cities and stuff like that. Roseville's got 140,000.
Elk Grove is massive. I told you how frustrated I was. I was going to have you pick something up for me or have someone drop something up. You two live in Elk Grove and I think live further apart than you and I do. That was the most insane thing I had ever looked up on the maps before. How you live in Elk Grove, Kenny lives in Elk Grove, and y'all live 30 minutes from each other.
Wow, man. Like I said, no freeways. That's the killer. But yeah, that made me look that up. I was like, how many people are in Elk Grove? It's like 180. And I think it's 140.
Our company is currently fascinated with Elk Grove.
A lot of people out there. Folsom is only like 70,000.
That's why Casey's Tesla is getting wrapped in the KSFM logo. But
Casey's Tesla is not getting
WCAudioTent.com, West Coast Car Audio.
I'm definitely going to West Coast Car Audio, yeah, but it ain't going to be to put a 102.5 wrap.
It's
going to
be put the 102.5 wrap and the D'Lo and Casey cartoon logo on the other side and then the icon Rock Clear on top.
They can put that on the scooter.
Oh, it ain't going to get nobody's attention. It ain't gonna get nobody's attention. WNBA returns tonight.
What comes first, the WNBA game or the end of this A's game? It's still going on.
Asia is gonna have 20 points by the time this A's game ends.
I'm ready for the WNBA.
Do the Aces play tonight?
Yeah, I think it's the.
I think
Aces.
That was the promo we saw. There's
is it the Liberty and Aces?
There is
or no
yep,
Liberty.
No,
and
no,
Sparks.
That's it. Yep, yeah. It's Phoenix and Chicago. Washington and Minnesota, in New York and Los Angeles.
Do you know roughly how many games they got left in the season?
I could probably tell you. I don't off the top of my head.
Many?
Like, it's not.
The rest of August, then most of September. Playoffs probably start in September, I think.
It looks like, so New York is 21-4. They've played 25 games, and the season now is 40. Mm. Is that right? It used to be 36. Right. I think it's 40. So 15 more games. There is, it looks like there are some teams that played 23, some teams that played 25. It doesn't look like anyone's played more. Oh, the Fever have played 26 games. Of course, you get as many Caitlin Clark games on TV as you can. They've played 26. So, yeah, probably about 14, 15 left, depending on the team.
That's tough. I can't wait to see how this season closes out, man.
It could get a little, rocky.
What you mean?
The second half is usually really difficult in Olympic years, and you could see some, weird bat. You could see some ugly stuff. Like, yeah, you get some ugly basketball.
You get to see who was staying in shape, staying locked in, and who took a little too much vacation time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
or who played six games in Paris and dealt with the travel and the media responsibilities and all of that different stuff. Yeah.
They're actually they're coming back a little sooner than I thought they would. I thought maybe they'd start the following.
They got to get the season over.
Yeah,
they got to get this season over because the big bad monster is on the way.
Right around
the big bad the TV monster is on
you know,
the way.
I saw something, and the A's game is over at 2 p.m.
A's win.
I think this was a 9:30 a.m. start.
My goodness. Yesterday. It was 9:30 a.m. yesterday. I feel like the last three innings were about 2+ hours.
Dodgers lost. That's a good thing. But I just saw it in passing, so I don't know how serious it was or if it was tongue in cheek, but somebody on Get Up
Good Morning
was suggesting that maybe, quite possibly, I'll let you might get it, but who do you think they rumored to be the next Cowboys coach? I'll give you a hint.
Bill Belichick or Deion?
You'll get Deion Sanders.
Mm.
And you know what? That's not crazy.
Mm.
Because I thought about this, because I thought about, could you just mention like the behemoths are coming?
Yeah.
I don't know why Deion would stay in college after Shador graduates. Maybe because he just loves coaching. But everything that I see, it's like, we're a package deal. The Sanders family, like Shiloh. Wherever Shador goes, Shiloh going, and he hasn't said it, but it feels like that's where I'll be.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked earlier about how much Jerry reportedly just loves Shador Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
That would be crazy.
Deion Sanders.
If Deion Sanders became the head coach of the Cowboys and Shador was there, that would be, we talk about Bronny and Bron. Do you think that would, I mean, it's football, so probably it would supersede that, right?
Yeah.
By like five.
Well, especially because it's on the Cowboys.
By five, by like 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That first game of the season, Shador starting at quarterback and Deion's opening game. Oh, my goodness.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man.
Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.